Sports Knoxville. Talk sports.
Hey, it's John Reed and Cody McClure. Fox Sports Knoxville, we getting money for sure. Cause we're addicted to sports. Louis V on my shorts. Been a Tennessee Vol since I hopped off the porch. Hey, Reggie White and Allen Houston, Florida, Georgia. Keep it moving, this is Rocky Top. You ain't wearing orange, what you doing? We talking UT sports in the booth. Chris Lofton with the shot, yeah, we ready to shoot. Hey. We talking sports, eh? Talk sports with John Reed and Cody McClure. Talk sports.
Hour three kicking off in the Fan Run Studios. This batch of headlines brought to you by our friends at Waste Connections. Waste Connections is a trusted waste removal company that's been serving the Knoxville area and keeping it safe and clean since 2002 as the area's largest and safest service provider. I got them at my house. My trash runs tomorrow, actually. Gotta push it up that big long driveway. I hate trash week every week. It's awful. You know how my driveway uphill. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I take my Waste Connections bin and push it all the way to the top of that damn hill.
You do have a long, majestic driveway.
And it's straight uphill.
Why don't you just put it on a...
On what, a car?
You could stick it in the trunk, maybe.
The whole big bin? Or a trash bag?
With the 4Runner. You could put it in there, couldn't you?
Pick up the big, heavy trash bin full of stinky trash and put it in the back of our 4Runner to then take to the top of the hill.
Do you have a 4-wheeler?
No. I just have to push it up there.
I think you should get a 4-wheeler. Buy a 4-wheeler for this purpose specifically.
I tried to talk to my friends at John's Golf Cars. I was debating buying a golf cart just for the simple purpose of being able to put my trash on the back of it and then drive it up to the top of the driveway.
Well, you got the wagon, right?
Yeah.
What do you pull the wagon with?
The lawnmower.
There you go. You put the trash bags in the wagon. And
yeah, but
you
drive I have to have it in a big bin, though. Like, you can't just put trash next to the road. You have to have it in a safe bin that can close.
Will the bin not fit in the wagon?
I mean, it will, but
maybe you strap when you it start in.
At that point, it's just easier to push it. That's always my problem. Is like I've thought of all these things. I'm like, it's just easier to push it.
Yeah, or pull it, right? When you pull it?
I push.
You push.
Pulling that thing up the hill is way worse than just pushing it up the hill. I get behind it, just tilt it, and then just run up there with it.
Okay.
Like I'm a running back training in the desert or something like that.
I feel like pulling would be easier. Maybe not.
You think pulling up a hill is easier than pushing up a hill? I disagree.
I feel like it is. But
you can come do it. My trash day is tomorrow. You can come try it this week, and then next week you can come and see which one's easier.
Seems like a lot for me to come all the way out just to...
I'll drive you.
Just to take your trash out?
I'll drive you. Then I'll bring you back to the studio. You don't have to drive.
You're going
to
drive me just to take your trash out?
Yeah.
That seems like a lot.
It's more about science at this point. I trust Waste Connections. You should, too. Like I said, they've been serving the area since 2002, and they're offering our audience a special introductory rate when you use the promo code FANRUN. One word. 865-522-8161. Call and make the switch today. They serve the Knox County area. Hour three headlines, Cody McClure, Collision Course, right now.
Thanks, John.
You're welcome, my friend.
Yeah, Magic Johnson
is
super excited about what he calls the almost unbeatable Lakers lineup. Magic is pumped for what the Lakers got going on this year. I don't know. This is a quote from him at some point. He said, "Laker Nation, I'm dreaming about the fourth quarter Lakers team with LeBron, AD, Danny Green, Avery Bradley, and Kyle Kuzma. That's almost unbeatable," he tweeted.
I wouldn't call it almost unbeatable.
He tweeted it on July 8th. Almost unbeatable.
I mean, if DeMarcus Cousins was in his prime and Avery Bradley was as good as he was like 4 years ago, but Avery Bradley hasn't been that player, and obviously you know DeMarcus Cousins hasn't been that player. So maybe pump the brakes. Magic, pump him a little bit.
Magic didn't even include DeMarcus Cousins in his tweet.
I don't think he'll be in the Crunch Time 5, though.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think DeMarcus Cousins will be playing late in the game. So like, I didn't think Magic was wrong in making that statement.
Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s niece is okay. Ooh. After she had a scary sprint car crash.
Yeah.
You saw this?
I did.
Carson Elledge, I guess is her name. She, it's Dale Jr.'s 18-year-old niece. She had a horrifying sprint car crash, and she's doing okay. She's the daughter of Kelly Earnhardt. Kelly Earnhardt Miller now. I guess she's been married since she was Kelly Earnhardt.
Okay.
So, but she is a... She is a race car driver too. She drives the sprint cars. Those seem dangerous. Sprint cars. You ever see one of those with they got the things coming up on the top, you know, like the flaps up top, and they can just roll and flip.
Are there many women who race?
Oh yeah,
there are.
Not at the high levels,
but down in the lower levels. That's what I was asking about, because I know obviously about Danica, but like, I didn't know about the, I don't want to call it the minor league, but, you know, the other tracks and the other series.
Yeah, there's a lot of women in the other series.
Okay.
Like the...
Is it Syrah? Other Syrah?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I know it's not series.
So is it Syrah?
I think it's just series. Isn't series just the word for everything?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know either, but...
I'm going to go with Syrah.
Well, she had a bad wreck. She's doing okay. Some horrible news here coming out of the University of Central Florida. Ben, have you seen this?
Oh, no. Oh, no, Ben.
This is not good news.
Oh,
Ben.
No.
UCF quarterback Darrell Mack Jr. has suffered a broken ankle. Brandon Wimbush is likely going to be the starter now for the Knights. Darrell Mack Jr., you'll remember, Ben, he filled in last year for Mackenzie Milton to help UCF win the AAC.
So now they're out two? Wait, did you not just say linebacker?
No, quarterback.
You said quarterback? Okay.
Quarterback, Darrell Mack Jr.
He's the dual threat.
Yeah, he. You remember they were still good with him when McKenzie went down. So
I mean, I don't know if they were still good.
He led them to a win against ETSU or against ECU, and then...
They fell behind big by against Memphis, right, and came back and won?
But they won, yeah.
They won.
Yeah,
I mean, I know, because
they didn't beat LSU. That's for damn sure. But anyway,
still a pretty decent game.
Yeah. So Milton, Mackenzie Milton is still silent.
Enough. Got breaking news.
It can't be more important than this.
For the second consecutive major and the 13th Grand Slam overall, the big three, all in the semis. You said you wanted Nadal, Djokovic. And Federer, well, buddy, you got them. You got all three of them.
Wow.
Poor Andy Murray. He used to sort of kind of be a big four, even though he didn't really count. But
I would say that'll make me more likely to watch this event.
I mean, you're going to watch it. You've watched the last couple of days because I've had it on the background here on TV.
That's the only reason I've seen any of it.
Yeah, but you found yourself watching it, so.
Not really. I just look at the TV sometimes.
That's like, what watching is.
This Gatorade commercial is more interesting to me than Wimbledon.
Oh, big Florida Gator fan, huh?
I didn't know they were going to show the Florida baseball team right
now. Oh, interesting. So you like Alabama football and Florida baseball?
Please stop. Mackenzie Milton.
I mean, go check the tape. If you're watching on Periscope, this guy said he's more into the Gatorade commercial immediately as they said.
I didn't know.
Boom, here's the Florida baseball team celebrating a big win.
I didn't know they were about to show the Florida baseball team.
I didn't know they could show college teams like that explicitly in commercials.
Well, why not?
I mean, there was that recruiting advantage.
There was that, like, one video campaign they did where they were talking about, like, the creation of Gatorade for the Florida Gators.
Yeah, but I mean, that was, like, old footage, though. Like, this one's, like,
60s.
This one's, like, their current baseballs. I mean, I don't know if this is the current players, but it looked like the current players.
Probably just actors.
I mean, I know, but it looks like, I mean, if you're a 14 or 15-year-old dumbass kid, you're like, oh, that's cool. Florida baseball on Gatorade. If I go to Florida, I could be in a Gatorade commercial. I mean, that's what I would think if I was 14 or 15. Seems a little unfair. That's all I'm saying. But I guess it doesn't matter since Cody is a Florida baseball fan.
I feel like if you're that impressionable, you're just kind of a dumb kid anyway.
No, I think you're a kid.
Yeah, kind of a dumb kid.
Says the guy who, never mind, I'm not going to do that again.
What?
Go you ahead. You remember the conversation we had yesterday?
Go ahead and offend our audience claiming that someone is not actually.
I'm not doing that. Just check out.
Go ahead. Say what you're going to say.
Check out the Hour 3 podcast from yesterday.
Yeah, now you won't say it, huh?
No, because.
Go ahead.
I'm not going to.
I'm not sure what you're referring to.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Well,
talking about
Brandon Wimbush, the Notre Dame transfer, is going to be UCF's quarterback now. Things not looking good, Ben. It's going to be a tough year for you between UCF and the Packers.
What do you mean? We got a D1 quarterback that's, was a Notre Dame type player. Yeah, now he's leading the UCF Golden Knights.
He had a transfer because he couldn't play at Notre Dame.
Or there was just too many quarterbacks on the roster, and he wanted to go to an actual contender.
Why was he the third string guy then on the team?
I mean, he moved up from a team that can't even make it past the first round of the playoffs to a national champion, so he couldn't even score, really.
Interesting. Duke Johnson has fired his agent. He's trying to get the hell out of Cleveland, and apparently his agent has not been successful in helping him do so. So he fired him.
Yeah, okay. That's kind of like that's what happens when the athlete. That's what happens when the athlete gets mad. You saw that happen with DeMarcus Cousins. He wasn't getting any big offers in free agency. He's like, "Hey, idiot! Remember when you told me to turn down 2 years, $40 million with the Pelicans?"
His agent is a woman.
Doesn't matter. Hey, idiot! I'm talking about DeMarcus Cousins. You remember when you told me to turn down that 2 years, $40 million offer with New Orleans and go play for, what, $5 million with the Warriors, and that how it would help me get these big-time offers? Well, now I'm going to the Lakers for, like, basically the vet minimum. So, thanks. You're fired.
Kristen Campbell is her name. She told Cleveland.com she's no longer representing Duke Johnson.
She hasn't gotten him a trade yet. Speaking of which, LeBron's agent. Rich Paul, Clutch Agents, Clutch Sports or whatever. You see what's going on with his client, Marcus Morris?
I have not.
Marcus Morris agreed to a 2-year, $20 million deal with the Spurs, and now he's maybe backing out and going to sign a 1-year, $15 million deal with the Knicks. Because he's also mad he didn't have more money offered to him, and if I'm him, I'm like, hey, maybe if you'd spend some time worried about me and not Anthony Davis and LeBron James, maybe I would have had better offers. Stupid idiot. You got any more headlines? Pretty good batch.
That's it.
Okay, we'll finish up our. Let's see. Should we finish up? I guess we got to finish up the rest of the Phil Steele stuff. We got overrated, underrated to play.
You still got to tell me about this California thing.
Yeah, I guess I do. Okay. Yeah. We'll get it all in.
That's good.
Stick with us. This is Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. All right, Cody, we're back on the program.
Are we?
Yes, we are back.
It sounds like it.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and finish up running through these, through your boy Phil Steele. Last time we left this off, we had what? What do we have? We had Georgia minus 14. Where do you have the line for the Mississippi State game?
I'm going to say he's favoring Mississippi State by 1.5.
No. Tennessee, a field goal favorite.
Really?
Yeah.
Over Mississippi State?
Over Mississippi State in Knoxville.
How about that? I'll take it. I tell you that much. I will take it.
How does that make you feel?
Erect.
Whoa. Put that thing away.
No, I didn't mean it like that. I think that's great.
What does that mean?
My brain is stimulated.
Oh, okay. So, Tennessee minus 3 versus Mississippi State. Vegas has Bama plus 31. Phil Steele
31?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe that's the one you just rest the boys, keep them safe.
Go ahead and take Bama to cover there.
Well, Phil still says no. He has Tennessee as only 24-point underdogs.
It sounds like, in general, Phil thinks we're going to be closer than Vegas does.
I don't know. You look at the South Carolina game, South Carolina is at home.
South Carolina minus 3.5
in Tennessee's favor. Why do you have Mississippi State and South Carolina both favored in those games?
I thought Phil still might have them favored.
Oh, okay, so you were just guessing what Phil says?
Yeah.
Okay, well, no, he has Tennessee favored in both. Minus 3 versus Mississippi State, minus 2.5.
Really? I would have thought Vegas would have had South Carolina a slight favorite at home.
Well, it's in Knoxville.
Oh, yeah, of course it is. What am I thinking?
You're probably not thinking.
What am I? I don't even know what's going through my mind.
Well, you just told me your brain was a wreck, so I don't know either.
Sounds like my brain is flaccid at the moment. So, South Carolina, we are a 3-point favorite? 2.5-point favorite?
2.5, yes.
And Mississippi State, we're a what?
3-point favorite.
And those are from Phil, not Vegas?
Those are from Phil, not Vegas. Vegas has Mississippi State. There's no line. And apparently there's a spread on the South Carolina game where it's an even spread, a pick'em.
Okay. So Phil is very much more confident than us. And what was Georgia? Well, Georgia, we were...
There's a 4-point difference. He's 4 points more confident in us. Georgia minus 14.
And 4 points more confident with Florida, or 5 points more confident with Florida.
5 points more confident with Florida, 7 points more confident with Alabama.
It seems like we are liked by Phil Steele.
UAB. We haven't really talked about this UAB game.
I'd say we should be a 12-point favorite against
okay,
UAB.
Okay, 10.
10.
According to him. No line in Vegas.
Okay. They shouldn't give us a challenge that BYU does, but still a formidable opponent.
Yeah, BYU and UAB between those two, like we might have one scare there.
Yeah, those are formidable opponents. They're not good. I mean, they shouldn't be the kind of teams that would beat us, but.
Kentucky.
We got a good home schedule.
Have you seen the spread from Vegas in this game?
No, but I'm going to say we're favored. Kentucky's losing a lot.
In Vegas, you think we're favored?
I don't know. Yeah, slightly.
Not in the spread I was given. We are 6-point underdogs in Kentucky.
6-point underdogs at Kentucky?
6-point underdogs at Kentucky.
We're not losing to Kentucky.
6-point underdogs.
That's ridiculous. I mean, it's just asinine. Abhorrent.
What do you think your boy Phil still thinks about the Kentucky game?
Tennessee minus 2.5.
Toss up. How's that? Pick 'em.
Pick 'em.
At Missouri.
I'm telling you, we're way more likely to beat Kentucky than we are Mississippi State.
At Missouri, what do you think?
At Missouri?
At Missouri.
Missouri's going to be favored by a touchdown, probably.
Vegas has no line. Phil Steele has Tennessee as a 4-point favorite.
At Missouri?
At Missouri.
Nah, I'm getting confused now. You're telling me we're an underdog at Kentucky, but we're not an underdog at Missouri? We're favored at Missouri, yet they think we're going to go lose at Kentucky?
It's kind of crazy that we have... It's kind of crazy that we didn't really see very many departures from Missouri, right? Like, remember they're on that big bowl ban? We thought all their players were going to transfer. I don't think they've had any of their upperclassmen transfer. I don't think they have had anybody transfer. That's kind of crazy, right? No? Okay.
Maybe it's just the name thing. The brand thing with me,
mm-hmm.
I can't get past the fact that Kentucky's best last year got smoked. I understand we got to go on the road.
Yeah.
We're going to have a better team. It's not like Kentucky has a home field advantage.
No, that's true. It's Kroger Field, you know.
We're going to beat Kentucky. I'm telling you, it is more likely that we lose to all three Missouri, Mississippi State, and South Carolina over Kentucky. Kentucky is one of those bare minimum games for me. We should handle Kentucky. Their quarterback. Have you seen their quarterback? This guy at Kentucky?
No, who is it?
Steven Johnson or something like that. He's awful.
Are you confusing him with Terry Wilson from last year?
Terry Wilson, he's awful.
Is he still there?
I knew it was some normal name. Yeah, some average kind of name.
Terry Wilson. Terry Wilson's still there, right?
Yeah, Steven Johnson, Terry Wilson.
Steven Johnson used to play receiver there a couple years ago, like 10.
He's not good, is the point. He's horrible. He's the worst quarterback in the conference.
I feel like I've really ruined your sports knowledge. I feel like I've really enabled you.
What do you mean?
To where you come in today not knowing who Kentucky's quarterback is, whereas
I couldn't remember
when we met in 2017, you could have given me the whole depth chart.
I couldn't remember his name. I've lost a lot of brain cells.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like I've just also enabled you to.
It's not your fault.
I kind of feel like it is.
How would it be your fault?
I enabled you. I don't know. Vanderbilt, the spread right now is Tennessee -4. Phil Steele has Tennessee as 10-point favorites against Vanderbilt. So he really likes Tennessee. And you called him very trustworthy.
I did.
He is a professional when it comes to this.
I believe I told you I trusted him implicitly.
With your life.
So the only games that Phil Steele has us not favored in
are Florida, Georgia,
and Alabama.
And then doesn't have his favorite against Kentucky. He has it as a toss-up.
But toss-up.
Yeah.
Which, if you're giving me that one as the toss-up, I think we're going 9-3.
BYU -4, or Tennessee -4 against BYU, Tennessee -3 against Mississippi State, Tennessee against -2.5 against South Carolina, UAB, Tennessee -10, Missouri, Tennessee -4, Vandy, Tennessee -10. Then, of course, your Chattanooga game. South Carolina, -2.5 there. I think all that does kind of spell back out just like 8-4. I think that's the new number we're looking at. Overrated, underrated next.
Overrated. Very overrated. It's overrated. Overrated, my friend. Overrated. I'm going to tell you why.
I think that's a solid rated right there. It's perfect rated.
He underrated, man. He has some swag. He has some real swag.
Lobsters are underrated. They don't die.
All right.
Oh, boom. Boo.
No.
I started laughing because I saw your face.
Boo.
whenever John's eyes get wide, it always makes me laugh.
Boo.
The botched all right.
Wow, you should have just kept it retired if you were going to botch it.
Oh, my gosh.
You haven't botched one in months.
Boo this man.
Boo. Oh, man,
booed
I suck.
Himself.
Oh, wow.
I'm the worst. All right, let's kick things off with sticky notes.
I got to go with sticky notes are, well, much like any of these old things, they went from overrated to kind of forgotten about. Now makes them underrated because, look, I know what you're going to say. Anything you need a reminder of, you are going to put in your phone, your notes app, right? Problem with your notes app is that it is reserved to only your phone. If you need to remind a roommate or a lover of something, you put a little post-it note on a calendar somewhere. You put it on the fridge. You put it somewhere else. That way they'll keep seeing it. And then when they get finished, the best part about the sticky note is you can take it off, fold it up, rip it up, and throw it away. The sticky note is very useful. And, I mean, you can leave cute little love notes on the sticky note. Stick it on their forehead when they're sleeping. They wake up and they go to the mirror. What's that? Oh, I got a note on my head. Oh, you heart me? Thanks. Big kisses for you later. Sticky note's underrated.
I didn't think about the other ways you can use the sticky note. I was going to go overrated, but I think you convinced me. I was just kind of thinking about myself. Like, I prefer to write down my notes on an agenda.
Yeah.
Or just a piece of notebook paper.
Yeah.
Know? Sometimes
you don't put them in your phone? You don't use the Notes app on your phone?
Sometimes I use the Notes app. Other times I'll just write them down in an agenda. I've been using this agenda, and it's helping me organize my life a little bit.
Okay.
I'm a very kind of unorganized person, but it's helping me a little bit because I can at least – it's in calendar form, so I can at least remember dates and stuff like that. But the sticky note is useful for – you know, I don't really need to remind anyone of anything. I'm just kind of with myself. But I'll go properly rated for the points that you made on it.
Thanks.
You know, they say that a good way to start your day with positive thinking is to write things on sticky notes and put them on your mirror. So when you first wake up, you read those things every morning. Like, write, like, I am a champion. Or write like...
I don't think it has to be on a sticky note. You can have it on anything.
I am beautiful or something. And you repeat those things to start your day with positive thinking. You put them on a mirror. So like when you're brushing your teeth, you read them.
I've known a couple of friends that have done that.
Yeah.
Were they women?
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't want to say that.
Yeah. It's okay.
Men shouldn't do that.
I'm all about positive thinking. I'm not going to put sticky notes in my mirror to do it.
I think I'm going to start writing down negative things.
A lot of Marilyn Monroe quotes on the mirror too. Start writing negative things to yourself.
Yeah, just see how it changes my day, if at all.
Maybe.
We don't need you to get here any later. Popcorn.
I was here before you today.
I was already here and left.
Were you? I didn't see you when I showed up.
All my stuff was on. Popcorn.
Popcorn is underrated. Underrated. And I never, a lot of times I never thought I'd say it. Can I make the stipulation you got to have Coke with it?
No.
That's not how this game works.
I can't enhance my popcorn.
I mean, you can.
What about that cheddar seasoning? Because I love that stuff.
Ugh, no.
No.
Like the moop? You don't like that?
Definitely not.
I don't get any butter on my popcorn. I go to the movie theater.
Oh, my God. You would be the guy. No butter?
No butter.
Really?
Yes, really.
You would be no butter popcorn guy.
I'm no butter popcorn guy. I go into the movies because that's where the best popcorn is.
I'd like just some freshly popped, dry, white popcorn with no salt, no butter, just plain. I don't like to taste anything.
No, I like however they make the popcorn in the machine is good for me. I don't want the extra butter on top of it.
So you do like the butter because it's got butter all over
it. I like whatever's in it, but I also like the popcorn. Sometimes we go old school and we just get some corn and put it on the stove and pop popcorn that way. No butter there, and I still like it. I love popcorn.
That's delicious.
You'll be hard pressed to find someone who loves popcorn more than me. I love popcorn
with no butter.
It's one of my favorite. Not forget snacks. It's one of my favorite meals. Sometimes I go like, you know what? We're going to the movies tonight, babe. I'm skipping dinner that way I can get the large popcorn and get a refill and just keep eating popcorn, popcorn, popcorn. Now, don't get me wrong. Every now and then, the kernels get stuck in my teeth, and that is miserable. Okay, that is miserable, and I will grant you that, but it's worth it. The juice, as they say, Ben Lee, is worth the squeeze because the popcorn that I've enjoyed on the way down, especially with a Coke. I can't go to the movies without getting popcorn and a Coke.
Do you at least put salt on it?
Nope. I think when my old lady, she makes it at home, I think she puts salt in it. So, yeah. But at the movie theaters, I mean, like I said, I take it however they make it, so I'm sure they put salt in there.
I thought you were just out here like serial killer style just eating plain popcorn.
I would. She puts salt in it and she likes it, so I don't tell her not to because I love popcorn so much that I'll adapt to it.
But you have to have salt or butter, one or the other. I mean, I put both.
Okay.
Because I'm unhealthy, but you got to have one or the other. Do you like different varieties of popcorn?
I mean, I love all popcorn, but
like the kettle
I don't.
Corn?
It's fine.
Cheddar corn?
The big trio box you used to get for like Christmas that had three separate things, you know what I mean? I ate all three of those. I didn't really like the cheddar ones, though, to be honest. I didn't really eat that one.
I like the cheddar.
I ate two of the three. I kind of let the cheddar just go to waste.
Yeah.
Man, I love popcorn.
So was popcorn the topic?
Yeah. Very underrated.
I go underrated.
I mean, it should be rated very highly and be properly rated, but what can you do?
Zoos.
I gotta go with zoos being overrated. Don't get me wrong, I love animals. I'm glad we did this whenever Cam wasn't here because Cam would be upset. But the zoo makes me sad. The zoo makes me feel like I'm going to like a puppy mill or like a animal shelter. The the animals at the zoo just seem unhappy. They're trapped at the zoo. It's hot. And I get that there might be some good reasons they're trapped at the zoo, and maybe the money helps save them down the road or something. I don't know. Is there a good benefit of the zoo? Man, I feel like if there wasn't, Peter would have already shut it down.
They're not risking being killed out in the wild.
Yeah, and they get to reproduce and stuff like that.
They
so,
help
I mean,
build population.
Yeah, I'm sure like there's something good for it, but they always just look sad whenever I see them. And you don't get to see them in their actual habitat. I do love videos, though, whenever now and then like the gorillas go crazy and start running up to the thing. Or like there was a really cute video when the gorilla, they were outside and it started raining and they were just like humans trying to avoid the rain. Like, I don't want to get wet. I was like, you know what? Been there, bro. I feel you. I don't like getting wet in the rain either. And I was like, man, this evolution thing, it might be onto something. Because, you know, they don't like get water. I don't like water.
They are our cousins.
Sure.
We are apes.
But we're not all monkeys.
But the zoo, on the other hand, makes me sad. I don't want to, like, disparage the zoo because I feel like they're a good. Are they nonprofit? Is the zoo nonprofit?
I don't think. I think they're for profit.
The zoo is for profit? Oh, the Knoxville Zoo is for profit, really?
I mean, somebody's keeping the money.
For some reason, I thought the zoo was nonprofit.
I'll do some research.
Somebody's getting money out of the deal.
You can get the answer during the break. I thought the zoo was nonprofit, so I was going to say, I don't want to like tell you not to go to the zoo. But have you been lately? Have you guys been to the zoo lately?
Not lately. Not in the last 5 years.
Kind of expensive.
Really?
I mean, I haven't been the last 5 years either. I went like 8 years ago, but it was expensive then, so I imagine the price is only going up.
I went to the Memphis Zoo in 2012. I think that was my last trip. I'd like to go to the zoo soon. Can we make a day of going to the zoo?
Absolutely not. Like I said, I feel like the zoo does good things. Like, I feel like they're helping, like, rescue endangered animals or taking in ones that would ultimately die in the wild. So, like, love the zoo. Love what they stand for. I imagine they're doing good things. Just the one time I went was really hot. It's like, if you go to the zoo on the hot day, like, the animals want to stay in the shade. I'm like, feel you, bro. Me too. I don't want to be here any more than you do. So, overrated, but if you have a kid, maybe they'll like it, so go with them.
I go underrated. Where else are you going to see all those cool animals? I mean, where else are you going to go and see a giraffe?
Africa.
And a, right, you got to go to Africa. Mm-hmm. Where else would you see a hippo or a lion or a tiger or a gorilla? Or you know,
a safari.
Yeah, where are you going to see these things other than going to Africa? That's what's cool about having them here. And I don't understand the whole thing about the zoo animals being mistreated and they need to be out in the wild. And I mean, look, I know that is their natural habitat, but they kind of got it made. All they got to do is sit around and eat and sleep and, you know, bang each other, whatever they like doing. I mean,
it's always sex with you.
Food, sex, sleep, it's all good, right? I mean, I'd say these animals should be pretty happy. They don't have to worry about being killed. Except Harambe, but he should have known when that kid came down there. Like, you need to stay away. Let that kid do what he's doing, and you stay. I mean, rest in peace, Harambe, of course, but a little bit of it was on him. He should have known better.
NBA Summer League.
From what I see, hold on, before we go there, before you hit the drums.
Okay.
From what I see, I feel like it's saying, I just had it, hold on. Okay, so it says Zoo Knoxville is a tax-exempt organization. Does that mean it's nonprofit or Knoxville?
Knoxville's an AZA zoo.
Okay, what does that mean?
It means it's good.
Does that mean it means for profit or gifts and bequests to Zoo Knoxville are deductible to the extent permitted by law for income, gift, and estate tax purposes? So I feel like that means nonprofit, but I'm kind of an idiot, so.
Sounds like it's like a government thing.
Okay, move on. We don't have the answer. I thought I had something, but I don't, so.
All right, NBA Summer League.
I got to go with the NBA Summer League, shockingly being underrated, because, look, we're at a weird part of the sports calendar right now. It's even worse than usual because there's not any baseball on, really. I mean, like, you get the All-Star festivities or whatever, but the Summer League's been pretty entertaining, especially if you're looking for young guys scrapping to make the roster. Admiral, Grant, Bone, those guys are playing if you're looking for something. You get young guys you know in college, and they're trying to make rosters. They're trying to go to the next level, play a little different type of basketball. The games might not always be competitive, but you get to see some cool moments. The other night, like Jackson Hayes throwing that jam down was pretty cool, so that was a big highlight moment. I go with it being underrated because really, this is the first year that I've really enjoyed it. And it's pretty enjoyable. And it, like I said, it kills some time.
It's overrated. Go outside, go to the pool, do anything else. I mean, we get enough NBA throughout the year as it is. It's overrated. We don't need a sport to last all year long, do we?
It's nice. I mean,
I like my sports to have an off season. By the time the finals are over, I'm ready to be done with basketball for a bit and start to transition into football while I watch a little baseball. Summer league, however it's rated, wherever it's at, realize that it's too much. Overrated.
Last one. Fruity Pebbles.
Fruity Pebbles, I'll say, are underrated. They're better than the Cocoa Pebbles.
Oh, for sure.
But I don't think they're better than Fruit Loops. I'll call them underrated, but you need to eat them quick. You need to. Yeah. The thing about the Fruity Pebbles is they'll get soggy on you pretty quick. So once you pour the milk in, you know, you need to get that cereal eaten within about 5 to 10 minutes. Really closer to 5 to 8 minutes, or your Fruity Pebbles will get soggy. And when they get soggy, they're really kind of gross the way that they're made. It's like kind of eating like mushy bread out of milk or something like that. But when they're fresh and you just pour the milk over them and they still got that crunch to them, I'll go underrated as a breakfast cereal.
Fruity Pebbles, very, very, very overrated. I like many cereals more than them. Like you said, really soggy. The first like 3 or 4 bites are really, really good.
But right.
After that fourth bite, it's all downhill from there.
They get soggy quick.
Too much flavor, too. Like eventually it's just too sweet. You're like, okay, enough.
Too much?
Yeah, like the water. I mean, not the water. The milk. I don't eat my cereal with water, I promise. I bet Parker does, but I don't. But like Fruity Pebbles get too soggy too quick. And like I said, the first 3 bites are really good. Then they're just too sweet. No thanks. There's many more cereals I like, and if it comes just to breakfast foods, it's low, 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 low on my list. Overrated.
Is there anything you could pour in cereal besides milk?
Yeah. I have tried orange juice a handful of times. It's pretty
really?
Good. Yeah.
With what?
I did Cheerios and orange juice. That was pretty good.
Really?
Yeah, it was really good, actually.
Is that a normal thing to do?
I don't feel like it is, but I've done it, like I said, 5 or 6 times. Orange juice is just too expensive to do. That's why I don't do it.
Orange juice is expensive.
Orange juice is expensive. So, like, if you really like a $5 gallon of orange juice, you really only get like 3 bowls of cereal.
If you're getting real orange juice, it's expensive.
I get real orange juice.
Some people get that from concentrate.
Yeah,
not me. The Minute Maid or whatever.
Yeah, not me. I get the real
it's
orange juice.
It's fine in a pinch, but yeah.
That might be okay. Maybe that should be what I do for cereal. But yeah, orange juice and cereal is really, really good.
You a Tropicana man?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm.
Me too.
Yeah.
Put chocolate milk in before, like with
is that any good?
Like with Cocoa Puffs.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was very chocolatey. That was fine, but that's the most I ever branched out was chocolate milk. I can't imagine.
Do the orange juice. Try the orange juice one time. It's really good. Orange juice and honey
with
nut Cheerios.
Cheerios.
The regular Cheerios it worked too, but the honey nut was obviously better.
It doesn't sound like it would be awful.
It wasn't awful. It was awesome. It was yummy.
It's kind of like a Blue Moon.
Maybe I don't know. I've never drank Blue Moon. I mean, I tried a sip of it and still didn't like it. It was one of those beers that all my friends were like, oh, no, I know you don't like beer, but you'll like this one. Just put an orange in it. You'll like this. I'm like, nope, still trash.
It's kind of trash.
Yeah.
I like Blue Moon.
Okay. I mean,
checks out.
I wasn't going to say anything like that. Cody will. Last calls on the other side.
This is Kenny Chesney for Red.
All right, last call here on the program, brought to you by our friends at Volunteer Vodka, award-winning vodka, distilled in the hills of Tennessee. Stop by and pick you up a bottle, smooth, made with red grapes and non-GMO corn. Pump the brakes or keep rolling. Cody Mack, you want to go first or second?
First.
I'll go first.
All right.
Sex Island, coming to Nevada. Are you familiar with Sex Island? We've talked about this before last year. Remember, you had to, you used to have to fly to an island somewhere.
Yes. Is this What, the thing you were going to tell me?
Yeah.
About my trip out west?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
You used to have to fly. We talked about it last year. It was on like an island somewhere. You had to get on a plane and fly.
I remember the
Well, I guess driver. It's a success because this year it's no longer on an island off the coast of Venezuela. It will now take place at an undisclosed resort in Nevada, the only U.S. state, of course, that allows you to do things of that nature.
Yes, prostitution is legal there.
50 guests. Guests will choose two beautiful women each day for their four-day party, which includes raunchy activities such as topless quad bike, which I assume is just a four-wheeler, and horse rides, and a, quote, sexual helicopter tour.
That would be cool. A topless horse ride, I think, would be interesting.
But organizers were served last week with a warning from the America's DEA. That's the Drug Enforcement Administration.
Oh, you can't have any drugs?
Warning that officers are going to raid the event and deport tourists if drug laws were broken. They've promised that
of
you could...
Of course drug laws are going to be broken.
They promised that you could smoke weed there, but the other drugs are saying, hey, don't try us. We're going to come shut down this sex weekend.
What's the point in having a big sex weekend if you can't even do a little blow?
I think it would be the first part of that sentence. The sex weekend. Prizes will be given out to the man who can bed the most women.
So it's two. Each man gets two women a day for every day?
But you can switch at any time. So you get two at one time.
Oh, so it's just like a big orgy, basically.
Happening next month in Nevada. $6,000 for a ticket.
At an undisclosed location?
Yep.
$6,000 a ticket, that's a little out of my price range.
I know, but I feel like we have a pretty loyal audience. We can maybe...
I will document every detail of the sex fest if we can raise $12,000.
Wait, 12?
I got a buddy with me.
We're not paying for your buddy to go.
You just want me to go in there all alone?
I mean, do you not want to? Like, you want to take a friend with you?
Well, it's undisclosed. Why aren't they saying the location?
Because they don't want weirdos showing up.
It's got to be close to the... Well, how do you get involved with
it? You buy it. You know, get off a flight. They put you in a helicopter. They fly you to the resort.
And it's next month?
Yeah.
The dates?
We don't have the exact dates yet, but it's next month.
So you got to go buy the ticket first.
I don't know how exact... I didn't really look into it because I'm not going. But, I mean, we might could have some people front some money. You would just have to win the gold prize of, you know, betting the most women to...
I would try. I mean, I'd do my best, you know. If as long as they were cool with it, I mean, I'd do it. I mean, I'm probably going to say yes to all of them, so.
There you go. I'll keep you posted when I find the dates.
Well, let's start raising money. You think GoFundMe or?
I'm laughing at the headline of the GoFundMe. Send Cody to Sex Island.
I mean.
Do you have a picture picked out?
For the GoFundMe?
Yeah. You have to have a good picture.
Should it be me looking like really vulnerable or?
I don't know. There's a.
We should do like some Sarah McLaughlin music in the background. Did you know that every day that Cody sits in the radio chair in Knoxville, he's not having a sex fest with beautiful women?
Another golden ticket will be given away in a raffle with every purchase of some stuff from their online store. Guests will be taken to Las Vegas International Airport by our private helicopter or from there to our discreet location in Nevada. All of our girls are tested and free of any STIs. We have a strict condom policy, and at any moment you could switch girls with the other 50 guests. There might be some fights there. I don't know if I feel like if you try to take
that
one of the other girls.
That seems like a pretty peaceful place.
Maybe. If you can't be in a good mood there, where can you be in a good mood from? To help sell the experience, if you're still on the fence, they do have a Yelp review, a 5-star Yelp review from a former client who is apparently a 16-year-old boy. Last year, one former client, a 16-year-old boy, said he lost his virginity on a previous Sex Island holiday. The teen, known only as Brian, said, quote, "It was incredible, so amazing that I want to cry just thinking about it. I had sex for the first time, alcohol for the first time, and I did drugs for the first time."
And he was 16?
That's what he says.
Was that legal?
"One of my girls was called Andrea, and I fell in love with her," he says.
She was called Andrea. Her real name was Victoria.
So, you in?
I'm in. Get me in. Literally.
We'll strap you. Strap you up with a GoPro.
I don't want to be strapped up with anything.
Okay. I promised you a story, and it's, I figure we have to get to it. So.
All right, let's get the GoFundMe going.
Send Cody to Sex Hot. We need to make sure there's tickets left. I'm scared to Google anything, though. I'm scared to try to find it. Find out where it's at. I don't know what to do.